Thank you for calling Liquid Dry. Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. To access the company directory, please press pound or number symbol. If you want to reach accounting, please press 3. For customer service, press 4. For shipping, press 5. For quality assurance, press 6. For human resources, press 7. For purchasing, press 8. Thank you very much.
Please hold while your call is being transferred to
reception.
Liquid Dry, this is Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. Is Ellen available?
Just one moment, and I will transfer you over.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Deanna.
Hi, Deanna. This is Brennan with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today, miss?
With, tell me who you were with again.
I was with the Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, and I'm sorry, what was your name again, miss?
Deanna Peterson.
Deanna Peterson. Nice to meet you. I just was reaching out. We had sent out a pre-approved finance offer to the business. I want to say it was like 2.5 weeks ago, and that was based on previous financing you guys did with Wells Fargo Equipment Finance back in 2010. Does that ring a bell at all?
It does. So were you offering any financing that we may need? Is that what
Exactly. I just was kind of circling, back with you guys, to see what you had in the pipeline, where you might need some financing.
Just recently, we redid all of the financing for the company. And so
did you really?
We now have like kind of umbrella of financing with Zions Bank. So we have a line that's covering, it's kind of like a blanket line. So if we need to buy something, as long as we haven't used. And it's several million, so I don't think we need anything else right now.
Okay, and obviously we don't always try to compete with those. It's more necessarily, trying to provide an additional service if you guys ever need anything.
But I think we're good. But if you want to just put us in your tickler file to check in a 3 to 6 months, it doesn't hurt to just see if anything new's come up.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. I know that, sometimes it's kind of, cyclical in nature a little bit where, maybe you say that now, but come, holiday time, something might be a little bit different.
Sure, you never know, and I certainly don't mind you reaching out just to check to see if anything's changed.
Okay, Deanna, well, I will make a follow-up right now just to kind of follow up in 3 to 6 months. I would love to just shoot over, an email so you can kind of keep me on file on your end. So if you ever, think about, I need financing for this or anything like that, you can kind of have my information stowed away.
Well, my email is DEANNA at liquadry.com.
Okay, fantastic. All right, well, I will email that over to you right now. Just kind of keep me in your thoughts kind of email, and I'll just follow up in 3 months, kind of at the end of the year, and see if we can help you out with something at that juncture.
Good, and my extension is 221.
Oh, okay.
So
if
you want to call,
let me jot
just
that
hit
down.
221, and then you don't have to go through the reception. Because they'll rarely, you'll never get Eland. He's the CEO, and we screen his calls, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but.
And do you, like, typically kind of deal with the finances?
I'm like his executive secretary. I'm human resources. I do interact with finance, but I've been here nearly since company inception. So I know where we're, you know, I have a pretty good idea of where we're at.
Exactly.
And if I think something might be coming on, then I will forward your info to the correct people, and then they can reach out to you and go from there.
That's
but I know
perfect.
That our CFO doesn't want, he's asked, you know, that I don't just give out his info, so I don't mind being kind of the channel.
Absolutely. And it was Elon LeBaron, right?
He is the CEO, yep.
Okay, absolutely. And you said it was DEEANNA at liquidry.com?
.com, yep.
Okay, and how's business kind of been going, you know, for you guys recently?
Very good.
Okay.
We've been doing quite well.
Well, that's good.
We're not we've been in a hyper-growth for...
Oh, that's good.
About 7-8 years, but it's kind of a controlled...
What do you kind of attribute to the growth?
Well, the increasing market for what we do.
Yeah.
And we are a niche market, but it's people are drinking more and more green drink, barley drink, all over the world all the time. So that's increased. And we could grow faster, but we've chose to try and control that level of growth because we don't want to grow out of business.
Absolutely.
As so many companies do.
They get a little too overeager.
Yeah, too big, too fast.
Too big for their britches, a little too fast.
Yeah, and then debt drowns you. So, but things are going well.
Well, that's good.
Strong, and so we expect to be here for many more years.
Well, that's good. So, I mean, have y'all like kind of changed up your marketing plan or?
Not particularly. We go to a couple trade shows a year. We don't.
Oh, that's good.
Do a lot of targeted marketing because the product pretty much speaks for itself.
Yeah. And what is the product, if you don't mind me asking?
It's juice powders, primarily cereal grass juice powders, barley, wheat, alfalfa, oat. Juice bars, it's become kind of the rage. People go in for their green drink. They'll go, you see it on TV now, people drinking a healthy drink, and a lot of times it's green.
Yeah, we're
like
in San Diego,
powder.
California. So I live in an area where I see a lot of that. So I was thinking that's what it was.
So we grow, we have farms, we have several thousand acres that we farm. And we chop it when it's really young. We extract the juice and then dry that juice to a powder.
Oh, wow.
But when it's reconstituted, it's as close to raw and as fresh squeezed as possible. It's a very gentle process, so it retains a good portion of the nutrients and the odor, the freshness. If you juice a carrot...
That sounds fabulous.
Yeah, and so that it's kind of the product really sells itself.
Yeah, I could see that.
And we're not a direct retail manufacturer. We create ingredients to folks that they retail to the public. So
that's a smart,
our name
smart business model.
It's hard to meet all the regs that you need to meet for an end user product. So
that's true. I could see how there could be some difficulty there.
But it is a... we started in 99 and...
Wow.
We're still pretty young.
So you've been around? Well, that's...
Well, you know, it's relative. I mean, we've been around for a while, but some companies have been around 50 years.
That's true.
But sales continue to grow. we're now over $10 million a year, and we're just keeping that.
Keeping that.
Keeping
churning that out.
Yeah, so it's a good it's a good business to work in. Interesting.
Well, that's that sounds extremely, extremely interesting. And yeah,
but
I mean,
for
our,
for what you guys do, we're very attractive because we buy tractors.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, we buy manufacturing equipment. We buy processing equipment. You know, so there's we actually have a lot of needs in those areas. But the good thing is we've moved to a size and a maturity that we can attract some of the bigger players to get a lower interest.
Well, you know, absolutely. And I know how that game works. And yeah, I mean, we tend to base it off of sales, which, I mean, it seems like, you know, you guys are growing pretty well. And, you know, we tend to do like 10 to 15% of your top line, revenue as unsecured cash. So, I mean, if that is ever anything, you know, that you're thinking of, you know, we would love to help you, you know, just kind of as a secondary source.
Yeah. Send me the email and then if something comes kind of in the works and they're interested in outside, I'll make sure that finance has all your information.
That'd be fantastic. I mean, is there like a typical time of year that the business, you know, evaluates or brings on its equipment or capital?
Well, we do run typical seasons, and just like farming does, we have a spring and a fall. So as far as farming equipment, you know, we have to be prepared for those seasons before they start. So I would say we generally, I would say in general they buy equipment usually around this time of year.
Okay.
They have it done before the books close.
Yeah, kind of with the Section 179 kind of deal.
Just to tie all that. And then for processing, it just depends on what we're doing with the plant. And we just built another warehouse and moved into another area, so there was equipment that they bought. So that is not really a time. It's just based
that was
on
kinda
what's going on. And so that one is finished. And
okay.
We financed the building.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so, and I know because we just did a bunch of growth that we're probably not going to do any big growth projects.
Going to hold off for a little, okay.
Yeah, kind of like get settled in these and you know, take it from there.
Yeah, absolutely, totally. I mean, is there a bank that you tend to lean on for financing typically for this? Like, who do you normally use?
Well, we were with Wells Fargo for a few years. Now it's Zions. Before Wells Fargo was Zions and U.S. Bank. It's just kind of they shop for what's the best. It's, you know, the product like anything else. And
yeah.
And I know that the Zions package, we've banked with them with our main commercial business account for a long time. And so they approached us to look at all of the financing, because 2 years before they didn't want to do the big, you know, they weren't ready at that time.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So that was kind of a collaborative effort with, you know, the local branch bringing in his finance people. But we mostly bank with Wells Fargo and Bank.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know you don't have any current needs, but it's probably better to, you know, kind of have me on file and, you know, not need me than, you know, the other way around. So, you know.
I do like to keep a file of those just so I have the options.
Absolutely. Yeah, that way, you know, if something should come up, you can kind of reach out to me.
So,
and
it sounds good.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'll just kind of check back with you a couple times a quarter if that works.
That will be fine.
Okay, good
and
deal.
I appreciate
your
call, and you said you were Brandon?
Yeah, Brennan, B-R-E-N-N-A-N.
Brennan, okay. Sorry.
Yes. No worries. And, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, absolute pleasure talking to you, Deanna. So I'll you know, shoot you over that email so you can kind of, you know, have that for your records. And, you know, I'll follow up at the end of the year.
Sounds good.
All right. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.